What we have here are the foundations of a Roman bathhouse. This explains why there appear to be a large number of small rooms with no doorways. If you stand facing the Jewry Wall with the museum behind you, you are looking across the site of three barrel vaulted halls. Beyond the wall, and now beneath the Church of St Nicholas, was a further large hall. This was the exercise hall, or palaestra. Behind you, under the modern museum, were the three furnaces that heated the baths. Four walls lie across your line of sight. The Jewry Wall is the fourth. These are the main walls of three halls, a large caldarium, or hot bathhouse, a smaller tepidarium, or warm bathhouse, and finally, in front of the Jewry Wall itself, the frigidarium, the cold baths. These three separate areas of public baths would be found in every town and city across the Roman Empire. Four walls run away from you at right angles, dividing the baths into three, but only to the level of the floor. The cellar was divided into three, corresponding with the three furnaces. The reason for these cellar dividing walls was so that the complex could operate with just two furnaces. They could be shut down one at a time and allowed to cool. The slaves working at the baths could then be sent into each cellar in turn to clean out the ash and soot. The cellars were constructed as a hypocaust. This is the name for a Roman central heating system. Short columns of brick or tile supported a stone floor. This created a space which allowed hot air from the furnaces to circulate. The hot air and smoke escaped through flues in the walls of the hot baths. Later, we should be looking at a remaining fragment of this hypocaust. This heating system warmed the hot baths and, to a lesser degree, the warm bathhouse, it being further from the sources of heat. The middle two walls stopped short of the cold baths, which had no cellar and therefore no heating. Now, turn to your left and walk along the covered way for about half the length of the museum and face the Jewry Wall when you are between the two arches.